My name is Alex Webb. I'm here on the behalf of the Wellcome Trust. It is the 5th of September 2009. Could you please state your full name, your date of birth, and where you're from?
Amelia Kate Kosminski, 17990, and I'm from Wiltshire, Netherhaven in Wiltshire.
Where did you first hear about the project?
From Artichoke mailing list.
And what inspired you to take part?
Well, I got a call from backup, ish, kind of.
So you didn't apply for the place?
No.
Right, okay. So how did you feel when you got chosen for a backup?
Great, except it was early in the morning.
Okay. And what do you plan to do on the plan, and why?
I did have a huge, big plan, but it turns out it's too early in the morning, and I'm just going to take a sleeping bag up and read my book. And cool people.
And who you plan to call? Family or friends? Or
anyone who will answer the phone, really. Yeah.
And what was the reason for choosing the sleeping bag? Was it just simply just tiredness, or?
I thought it might be a bit cold out there, so I didn't want to just take a blanket, because I might get cold.
Could you tell us a little bit about your background, about maybe growing up, if that's?
Yeah, sure. I was born in Hackney. I moved to Wiltshire when I was 2 with my mum and my dad and my sister. Lived in Wiltshire for 17 years. Went to 3 different schools. Mm-hmm. 1 all girls, 2 not.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you want to know?
What did you study?
I just finished my A-levels and I did History of Art, Fashion and Ceramics.
And how did you do it?
I got BCC, which is very exciting.
And so what are your plans after that? Are you
no idea. What are my plans? Either I will go to uni but have a gap year first,
mm-hmm.
or I will start being in the real world, which
the
is quite
real
sad.
World.
Yeah, not at uni.
so you're not 100% sure about going to uni?
No, not really.
So
I have really bad learning disabilities, so I find it incredibly hard to work. So to go to uni would be another 3 years of work, and I don't know if I can do that.
So if you were to take a gap year, what would you plan to do?
Work on festivals and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I might be going to work in Africa
okay.
with an orchestra out there. But generally just do festival work, or my dad's a film director, so work on some of his
mm-hmm.
film sets. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So you come from quite a creative
yeah.
family. So working in Africa, what could you tell us a little bit
about? There's a string quartet out there called the Soweto String Quartet. And they run a child orchestra where they teach children to play musical instruments. And so I would be going out to help them learn music because I was a music scholar at school.
Mm-hmm.
So do what I could out there.
Well, so is it a voluntary work or is it do you go out there with a team of people? Or is it
well, it's not really a huge project. It's just I've worked with Soweto String Quartet before,
mm-hmm.
and so I know them, and so I asked them, and it might be okay. So, still waiting on that.
Okay. That sounds great.
Yeah.
And you said you've played music. What instrument?
In the past, I have played everything from the ocarina to the bassoon. I play piano, bassoon, violin. I sing. Pretty much everything, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, lots.
Is that not something you'd like to take on?
No, if I go to uni, I'll go to do popular music composition,
okay.
to do singing, which is what I ultimately want to do, but again, it's to do with the amount of work. So.
Could you tell us, any kind of influences, any major influences?
Music? Well, I like a range of stuff between like acoustic, kind of quiet stuff to generally anything. Because I've grown up listening to everything because my mum's very musical, so
mm-hmm.
anything from opera to like musicals or stuff like that. I mean, I kind of like it all, which is a bit strange.
In terms of composition, what's kind of
songwriting?
So, what kind of music would you like to compose? Kind of.
Well, at the moment, like, I write songs for the piano because I can't really play the drums or the guitar.
Yeah.
But in the end, I would like to be doing it for like a guitar and band kind of thing. But I, yeah. Yeah.
That's really interesting. But and you, are you playing gigs as well, or are you?
No, yeah, I did at school. They did lots of big. They do kind of like festivals at school, so they do lots of gigs up there. But yeah, I kind of panned out, and then I'm gonna start doing them again, hopefully.
So with like both your mum and dad's background, would you want to get into kind of events and? Maybe filmmaking, like you said your dad's a filmmaker.
Well, in my mind, I kind of have like three options. I have singing, which is what I'd love to do, but if that doesn't work, the two other things I'm really interested in and quite passionate about are the festival making, because my mum's the festival director in the family, and being on film sets. I don't know what I'd do, but like I have this feeling, you know when you have a feeling when you're you feel like you're genuinely at home in the right place.
Yeah.
Well, whenever I go on my dad's film sets, I feel like that's where I'm meant to be. So,
I guess I mean the two things are quite similar in the sense of like team spirit and stuff.
Yeah.
But there's something, yeah.
The hours are longer in film.
Yeah. So, what kind of stuff would you be doing if you were working on?
If
film
I
sets?
Did go to work on film sets, I think I'd probably end up going for either the costume department or the hair and makeup department, which. Both are fantastic, but it's just. But I do also like the onset kind of, right there in the filming thing, so you can watch things happening.
So what kind of movies is he?
He has never done anything that's not controversial. he's been called the most controversial director in Britain.
Yeah.
So he's done. He did one last year about a British female suicide bomber. And he's making one about Palestine at the moment.
Okay.
Let's take on really easygoing subjects. He likes to take on things that he feels are wrong in the world and then turn them into his own kind of way and write them. And so he did one about the government inspector, David Kelly, the guy who killed himself after going to Iraq and finding that there were no weapons of mass destruction.
Mm-hmm. What was the name of the movie?
The Government Inspector.
Okay.
Yeah, it was really good. It had like Mark Rylance, who is he was an actor from the Globe Theatre, so he's done lots of Shakespeare stuff. But he was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's great. And going back to the plinth, what have you got any hopes and fears about going up there?
Well, I am a bit afraid of heights, so that's the only fear. I'd like not to be shouted at, but I can give back as good as I get, so.
Is that right?
Yes. I have to live with my younger sister, so yes.
What in... So are you're an older sister?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So how's that? What's the... Do you two get on?
We used to not. She's very, very clever, my sister, and... because of my learning disabilities, I'm not as there, and she's very mature for her age, but it's...
Does that create
tension?
Kind of problem with,
yeah. Yeah, well, I understand that there shouldn't be...
Or just brothers and sisters being naturally competitive.
Yeah, you get that, and then it's always been kind of hard, because on the one hand, she never gets the praise that she deserves, because everyone always thinks that they shouldn't praise her too much, because I might get upset, which I think is totally wrong. But on the other hand, I have a younger sister who got 13 A stars at GCSEs, and I got 1 A, and the rest not so great. So it's like it's kind of a hard line, but I've kind of come to the decision where everyone's different, and like she's not good at some of the things I'm good at, like she's not musical. So she is a very clever girl, and that's how it turned out, but it's fine, I don't really... mind that much. But yeah, no, she moved to London to go to school up here. And last year, so the separation has kind of weirdly made us closer, which is very weird.
So now you're living together, is it?
Well, last year my parents split up, so she came to live in London, where she goes to school, and Mum lives there because she goes to school there. And now I've left school, I'm kind of splitting my time, which is fun.
So is it must be, I mean, it's such a big moment in your life, you know, when you just finished school. I mean,
yeah.
Is it quite daunting?
I've never been happier because I found school incredibly hard because my brain just doesn't. I have severe dyslexia and dyspraxia, and I just never felt in the kind of school world that I kind of was part of it. And I just felt very, very relieved, which is why it's kind of hard to think about uni, because like going back is like going to more work, and that's great.
Yeah. And is music just a sense, it's just a kind of expressive like outlet for you, I guess? It's,
yeah, I don't know, I've just always
dealing with that. I mean,
mainly the music is like, it's I started properly singing when I was about 16, and I went on this course called Make an Album in a Week at the Roundhouse, which was fantastic, and I met loads of great people, and I've been doing singing all my life because I love it. And so then I started properly writing songs, and it's just really good fun. Like, I don't know why, I think it's the best, like, I've done music since I was like 7, and it's the best kind of way that I like doing it. Like, I love doing art, and you can express yourself in art, but at the same time music is easier.
More media.
Yeah, exactly. Like, for people, they have to understand the art, and with singing you can just kind of express what you want to say.
And with that course, how did you apply for it?
I can't remember. It was very, very strange because
it must have been, I mean,
it was surreal.
How big were the groups?
Okay, well, it was all one huge group of like about 25 people, and it was very weird because not by choice, but I've grown up in schools which are predominantly white, and I then went to this course and I was the only white girl there, and I was the youngest there by about 3 years, and it was a big culture change. I was suddenly like bang in there, and it was great, and the people were lovely, and I applied online, I think. And it was fine, and you just went every day for a week, and you at the beginning you all worked together in a huge group, and then you kind of separated off and wrote songs all together, and then it all got, and then we had a live concert at the end.
Wow.
So it was.
And you had a CD,
Yeah, in the end, it was good.
It was great.
It was pretty cool.
And rounding off, well, what would you say is most important in your life?
My family, they need looking after.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Mainly my sister.
Mainly your sister?
Yeah, she's kind of going through a bit of a hard time at the moment, so look after her, really. Pretty much.
And what is the main thing you'd say about yourself?
I'm crazy.
Okay.
No.
Do you want to tell us a little bit
more? No, I'm just very eccentric. No, I'm very eccentric because I've grown up with this crazy family, and like, I'm not crazy, like mental, but I'm just very eccentric. But I mean, for my art this year, I don't think you'd find many people in the country who covered a dress in live flowers and glued them to it and then made a dress out of lights.
Wait, when you say, can you explain that? Wait, live flowers? Wait.
Like, not fake flowers, like real flowers that then all died and made the art department smell like rotting flowers, and yeah.
So what was the concept behind that?
I always do crazy dresses. I have since like GCSE year. The first one had steel bars in it. The next one was made of rope lights and cable ties. The next one was made of grass. And the last one for my final piece, it was all based around, like, the last two were grass and the flower one. They were all based on nature and organic stuff. And so I got an old dress of my mum's. And, yeah, she did finally know at the end. But, and then we just bought hundreds of flowers. And it was like a ball gown dress. So then we just covered the entire thing in flowers, which is crazy, but great fun.
Sounds great.
Yeah. I did burn my hands. Burn the skin off my hands. You have to use a glue gun to glue them on. And then one of the leaves, it was like a lily leaf, really tall. So you have to put lots of glue on it. And then it twisted as I was putting it on, and it wrapped around, like, in between my thumb and my first finger, and just glued itself to my hand. My friend was having, like, hysterics next to me. He thought it was really funny. But I had to, like, rip it off. It was really not nice. But it was great fun to have made.
But it was worth it.
Yeah, definitely. No, yeah. Yeah, I hope so. But definitely worth it in my mind. But I made a small first year from our school wear it. I never wear them myself. I just
Why?
I don't know. The light one didn't fit me, and the steel bars was too heavy. So I had to get a boy to wear it, which is very surreal. and the
grass. You'll give his name away there? Or?
Well, actually, he couldn't wear it in the fashion show because it was too heavy. So we had to get, like, a huge guy that I didn't really know to wear it. So, but it was. My art teacher had this decision to make this guy wear a girl's dress. It was like a toga dress. Right. And it was, yeah. Long story, but very, very weird. But yeah. So eccentric, yeah.
Great. Well, that's great. Well, thank you so much for the interview. Thank you.
Fine, don't worry.